Hi friends, welcome back to the show. In today's episode, I'm going to walk you through four essential systems to keep a tidy home daily, how to reset your home so you're not going to bed with more of a mess to start the day with tomorrow, why taking small steps is so important, and the systems to make having people drop in unexpectedly so much easier so you're not frantically shoving laundry in all the closets and trying to clear off the couch just for them to have a place to sit down, even when people drop in the middle of the day unannounced. Now, we're not going for perfection here, but at least a baseline foundation that feels lived in, yes, but not like you just dropped into an episode of a hoarder show. I can't wait to get into these systems with you today. Hi friend, welcome back to the Simple Rhythms for Busy Moms podcast, where you can reset the daily chaos with intentional systems and boundaries, simple living solutions to slow down, and growing your identity in Christ, not your to-do list. Are you tired of feeling like you're simply surviving until bedtime day after day? If you feel constantly overwhelmed and can never get it all done while trying to balance motherhood, homemaking, and business, you're in the right place. I'll provide you with simple systems to embrace your season of motherhood and find freedom reclaiming your time and habits as a busy stay-at-home mom. Even if that means occasionally sneaking off to hide in the bathroom as a full-grown woman just to get a few minutes to breathe. Hi, I'm Cayenne, and as a mom in the trenches of the little years right now, and also a mom who has walked through chronic burnout and overwhelm trying to do it all, it's my mission to equip you to find peace and productivity in your days. If you're here for messy buns all day, continually being refined by motherhood, and learning to simply start right where you are, I'm so glad you're here. Grab your iced coffee, plug in your solo AirPod just in case the baby needs you, and let's find your rhythm, friend. All right, before we get into today's episode, I'm going to read our weekly review, and this one is coming from Kai McKay Mama Bear, and it says, I've been following Cayenne on Instagram for a while, so I decided to start listening to this podcast yesterday. The way that she spoke on motherhood with two under two resonated with me on so many levels. I love the way that she speaks openly and honestly about the ways that being a mom can leave us feeling overwhelmed and anxious, but instead of complaining, gives helpful tips and resources to encourage the moms in the trenches. I'm amazed at how implementing even just a few of the things she talked about today has already started to make a difference. Thank you, Cayenne, for following through with what the Lord has asked you to do with this podcast, already sharing your podcast with multiple friends. Thank you so much for this review. This, seriously, I showed this to my husband, this specific review, because it absolutely made my day and just really confirmed that I am walking in exactly what the Lord has me right now, and just seeing that people are actually getting something from it and actually listening is so encouraging. So if you want your review read on the show next, I'm going to read one every week. Yours could be next if you pause this and go leave a quick review right now. This both helps the show to boost it in the algorithm to show it to more moms just like you, and it also encourages me at the same time. So literally double win. I will say the number one thing that I'm noticing that is different about podcasting versus the other social media that I have done things on previously and that I still do things on is that podcast listeners, you guys are like the real MVPs. Like, you are not just here to listen and move on with your life. Like, I showed up on Instagram for so long, sharing daily reels, sharing all of this content that I'm sharing here for almost a year, and I never got the kind of response that I'm getting from this podcast, with people texting me, with people posting in my Facebook group, leaving reviews, saying that they're already applying things and seeing a difference already. Because the difference is, when you see a reel on Instagram, it might encourage you, and I got lots of comments of saying how inspiring it was, or encouraging, or feeling seen, but then they didn't take it any further. And you guys are actually doing this differently. You're not just listening and then letting it fly out, you know, fly in one ear and out the other. You're actually doing something about it and taking action. Even if it's small steps to start today, you're doing it. So I just wanted to cheer you guys on in that, because I think that is so, so cool. And also, if this is you and you've been listening and taking some of these tips and already seeing a difference in your days, but you know you want to dive in deeper and just do like a whole reset to really just find the routine that you need in motherhood, get done what needs to get done, and still be intentional to invest in your kids the way you want to without just constantly thinking about the next thing on your to-do list 24/7, my course is for you. I will take you by the hand and teach you my exact systems to figure out what kind of routine works for you, give you the flexible framework so that you're not waking up wondering what each day holds or what even actually needs to get done, reset your morning routine so that you're waking up excited to see your kids rather than wishing that they would just go back to sleep. Systems to manage laundry, meal planning, cleaning your home, finding time to invest in building that side hustle or biz that you've always wanted to, all of that and so much more. If you need a reset almost halfway into the year like we are right now, let this be your sign to go to the show notes, find the link, and jump into the Simple Rhythms for Busy Moms course to start making changes today. You can do this, friend. Okay, friend, let's get into this. I know that you've been frustrated because you want to keep up on your home so you can enjoy living in your home and not feeling like you can't even relax because there are things piling up everywhere and you don't even know where to start. It's just overwhelming to even sit in a room because you see all the clutter, you see the things that need to be picked up, and you can't relax. But you're not even sure what systems you need to make sure you're staying on top of, just generally maintaining your home day to day, where to start, how to make it less overwhelming, and what that actually looks like. I'm super excited to dive into this and my systems, and today's episode is going to be really, really tactical, so make sure to get out a notebook and pen or the notes app on your phone if you're like me and take notes while you're listening, and we're gonna get into it. I created today's episode because I remember a few years ago when I realized that we were never opening our home to be hospitable and invite family and friends in, just like share that community, doing life together feel, having dinners or celebrations or whatever, because I was so embarrassed, honestly, of even opening up our home to begin with. I felt like I couldn't keep up on my home, meal planning, business, organizing, while also caring for a toddler and a baby and trying to figure out what being a stay-at-home mom day-to-day even looked like while trying to balance all of that. I knew it didn't involve breaks, and I knew that it was a 24/7 job, and I knew that I felt like I was drowning, honestly, trying to get it all done. But that was it. Which, as I've mentioned several times, if you're in this spot currently, go check out my course. I created this course specifically for you because I get it, and I was you several years ago, so this is just a quick shameless plug because I genuinely know that this is the change you need. Anyways, back to the story. So, it really just felt like every day we were piling new tasks on to deal with the next day, but that just meant that things kept piling up, and it was just overwhelming. I took a step back and I started figuring out what specific systems we needed to have in place to just maintain a tidy, orderly home. Not perfection, I wasn't going for like a Pinterest perfect home that didn't have anything anywhere. If you come over to my house midday right now, you'll for sure find toys on the ground, dishes in the sink, and possibly even laundry waiting to be folded on my bed. But 95% of the time, we can get back on top of a quick whole house tidy up in 30 minutes or less, usually 15 minutes or less. So if someone pops in unexpectedly or they call me on their way over, typically I can get it to a manageable level where it's not like, oh my gosh, this is so embarrassing, very quickly. So these are the daily systems that I utilize now to make maintaining our home on a very basic level manageable day to day so that it's not endlessly piling up and driving me absolutely crazy. The first system that I implemented that has made maybe the biggest difference of all of them, I don't know. They're all pretty awesome, honestly, but this is a really, like, I feel like this is a heavy hitting one, is to tidy throughout the day. So I'm going to talk about this in a couple different ways, but first I'm going to talk about how I implemented anchor points of the day. So I implemented a few specific times throughout each and every day where I'm tidying up throughout the house. So for me, that is nap time when my kids go to bed or right before they go to bed, bedtime, and then after meals. And so what we do is we just take a couple minutes. Usually this part literally takes 5 minutes. So normally the first anchor point is after breakfast. So I take a few minutes right after each meal throughout the day and I go ahead and clean off the table, make sure and put any dishes. We don't have a dishwasher in our house. I don't know if I've shared that here or not. And we haven't in over 7 years. So it does take longer to do dishes. So I don't wash every single dish throughout the day. I think that could be a really good option, but I find it's faster for me to batch it together and do like batch the dishes together in the sink and then do a big load of dishes like once a day. It just works better for me right now. But I make sure to go ahead and grab the dishes off the table, rinse them off so that we're not getting anything like hard and crusty and nasty that takes forever to try and get off, and put them in the sink so that they're taken care of. Make sure that the table is like wiped off, ready to go so that we can do, you know, if we want to do an activity there, if we want to sit and have our coffee together. I've talked about coffee time with the kids, I think, on here. Do any of that kind of thing. The table's ready to go. Because I feel like that, just having your table cleared off, it makes a space that you can connect with your family so much easier. Because a table is a gathering place. And so if you can keep that cleared off and inviting, I feel like it really does open up a lot more opportunities throughout the day to sit and talk together and to connect over food, over a snack, over an activity, whatever that might be. That alone makes a really big difference. So anyways, yes, after each meal, I'll just quickly tidy up. I'll make sure that things are off the counter. As I'm cooking a meal, I really make sure that I'm putting ingredients back as I go. If that doesn't work for you, my husband is not this way. He typically leaves everything out until the end, But that can also work as long as you're committing to like clean that up right afterwards. Don't wait until the meal is done or whatever. Wait until you're finished making it and then just take a couple minutes really quick to put away all the dishes that you used to make the meal, all the ingredients that you still have out, just clear off the counter really quick. So either tidy as you go as far as putting things away with cooking as you go, or wait until the very end, but make sure to still do it before you start eating, or else you can just tend to put it off longer and longer, right? And then it starts to get overwhelming. So that's the first thing, is after meal times. The other thing is nap time. So I will either, right before lunch, I'll have my kids come and help me clean up. So we'll go in the living room and we'll clean up any toys that we had out, any activities that we had. We just kind of go through room to room, anything that we got out, and just, like I said, reset it back to a good level. And literally, this really does take 5 minutes or less most of the time. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer if, you know, the kids aren't wanting to cooperate for some reason, or we have like little pieces out or something that takes a little longer, but really it's a super fast thing to do. So I'll either do that right before lunch with the kids, or there's also days that I don't have the kids help before nap time. If we're running behind, I'll just go ahead and do it quickly at the beginning of nap time. But that way when they wake up, it's already reset. So then they're going to get toys out again and play, but it's not in the way of everything. And then the last time I do this is after bedtime, like right after the kids go to bed. I just spend a few minutes walking through the house and making sure that everything is picked up, put back away. If we got anything out that doesn't belong there, taking it back to its place. It just helps so much. This alone helps things to not be so overwhelming. Even if you have a lot of areas in your home, like I currently have several areas that I need to reorganize and put like a new system in, instead of focusing on all that needs to be done, just taking it one step at a time and taking one area at a time, but just starting with this of tidying throughout the day, even if you have a lot of things like in your cabinets that need to be reset because there's not a lot of order or organization to it, even then, still start doing this where you can put things back, because it makes such a big difference. And this is one of those things that you can see like the rewards of this one very quickly. So you could start implementing this today and already feel a difference within, I would say, a couple of days max. But also I feel a difference if I have a few days, like on weekends this happens a lot when we're not home as much. And then I get to the end of the day because we weren't home all day to be able to do this. We're out of our normal system. I get home at the end of the day and it's honestly, it's really overwhelming. And I still do it because I know that if I let it go longer, it's going to be even more overwhelming. It's just going to continue to pile up, but it is a lot more overwhelming if you have not done like a quick check-in throughout the day at all to come through at the end of the day and have everything from the entire day to do. And then it just takes a lot longer. And I feel like at the end of the day, we're tired, we're exhausted, we're ready to just relax, unplug, like just chill. And we don't want to go spend an hour, hour and a half, whatever, cleaning up our entire house before we can even sit down and relax once the kids are finally in bed and settled. Okay, the next system is my laundry system. So there are a lot of people that recommend doing a load of laundry every day. And I think, honestly, we may become those people pretty soon. I have 3 kids and obviously my husband and I, so 5 people in our family. And I feel like we're getting close to the point now that we might need to do that soon. But currently what I have been doing is I keep a really small laundry basket in my room, and I keep it intentionally small so that I have to do laundry often. Like I can't just have this huge old hamper that I can pile in all throughout the week and then I get super overwhelmed because I have to do like 1200 loads on the weekend just to catch up. I keep it small so that then when I inevitably pile things higher than the size of the basket, it's still manageable to accomplish. So I do that. But the biggest thing with this system that I will share about is that I work on some portion of laundry every day. So we don't do a load every day right now. Like I said, we may start doing that soon, but so far we haven't had to. But I'm touching some piece of laundry every day. So normally my routine is I'll put a load of laundry in and actually wash it about every other day. So I usually put loads in the evening and I'll wash them. Then typically I'll transfer them to the dryer, or if I start it later in the evening, I'll wait and transfer it to the dryer in the morning. And then I will get it out of the dryer, bring it to my bed. I put it right in the middle of my bed so that I have to accomplish it, because it will be a big pain to try and move it somewhere else. So inconvenience can really help with things and making you actually accomplish them. And then I'll work on putting that load of laundry away that evening. So on the evenings that I'm not washing a load, I'm putting a load away and I just kind of alternate. So I'm touching some piece of laundry every day, and that really helps it to not get so overwhelming and find that every single day your husband's like, I'm completely out of socks, or your kids, you know, don't have any shorts and they have 500 shirts, but they don't have any shorts to wear or whatever. It just keeps it cycling through so that you can stay on top of it. The third system is to close your kitchen nightly. So I think I originally heard about this from Melena Cicciotti. She's on YouTube. She also has a podcast called As For Me In My House here on pod, whatever. I can't even talk. That is amazing. But I think she is the original person that I heard about it. And so we adopted this several years ago and it has made a really big difference. So basically the idea of closing your kitchen is just like closing it down like you would a restaurant each and every night. Matt and I actually met years ago at Chick-fil-A is where we originally met, and he actually trained me to be an assistant manager, and we ended up falling in love and obviously getting engaged and married, and now we have three little kids running around. But when we had our closing shifts at Chick-fil-A, you know, you have to close the entire restaurant down. So you go through, you make sure all the lights are turned off, make sure the doors are locked, wipe everything down, put everything back in its place, and make sure to restock everything for the next day. Those are some of the responsibilities if you have a closing shift. So it's basically just like that. You just go through your own kitchen, you wipe off the counters, wipe off the table, make sure any dishes that were out are put away and washed and ready to go. If you have a dishwasher, set the dishwasher to run, or, you know, if you're hand washing, I feel like not that many people are hand washing, but that's our specific situation, so it's just applicable to me. Making sure to wash those dishes in the evening. Usually I try and sweep as well. I will be honest, I don't do this every single night, but I try to as often as possible to just sweep, because I don't know about you guys, I hate feeling like the nitty gritty. If we had rice for dinner, which we have a lot, you know, little things like that, kids let things drop on the floor. And so I feel like we do have to sweep more often in this season of life with three little kids, but I hate the feeling of like feeling food under your feet, even if it's just like one or two crumbs. Oh, it's like the absolute worst, and Matt feels the same. So I try to sweep and get that cleaned up, because if not, I have to do it the next morning, and it's just not very fun to like start out the morning when you want to get things done having to sweep or whatever. So I try to include that as part of closing the kitchen as well. Make sure and turn the lights off. We actually have a little lamp in our kitchen, and so something I really enjoy doing is just resetting the entire kitchen. So going ahead and washing all the dishes, putting away everything from dinner, washing the pots and pans we used, and then wiping down the table, wiping down the counter, and then usually I try and wipe down the oven, or not the oven, the stove as well, just because it can help it keep from piling up to make sure that it's clean. Just wipe it off quickly from dinner or whatever. And then as soon as I'm done with all of that, I like to turn on my lamp that I have on the counter and then turn off the rest of the lights. And then it's like, it literally visually looks like it's closed for the evening. We have the lamp on, so it's giving kind of like that cozy nighttime vibe, but it's done, it's finished, it's ready to move on to the next day. And this really does make a big difference, because when you go in to make breakfast for your kids the next morning and your counters are free, your table doesn't have anything in it, you can just make sure the kids sit down, go grab the dishes that you need because they're already washed, grab the food you need, start making it. Like, there's just no friction points. And that's something when you're feeling really overwhelmed and you're having a hard time balancing it all, that was something that I was finding, that if there are a lot of friction points, that like I go in and I don't have any dishes to make breakfast, and then I go to the pantry and I don't have any ingredients to make the breakfast I wanted to make, the more friction points there are, the more opportunities for you to just give up. And obviously your kids need to eat, so I would assume you're not just gonna give up and not give them food, but oftentimes that means like running out and going to grab takeout or something like that instead, because this is just too much work. And maybe you can handle like one friction point, and then you come to the second one and you're like, no, like I am just done. I cannot do this. I'm too tired for this. Like, we need to leave and do something else, which ultimately just avoids the issue further if you're not taking the time to slow down and kind of put some of these systems in place to avoid getting to that place over and over again. It's just a little bit of intentionality and thinking ahead to start slowly setting up these systems to help give you less room for error and to take some of that friction point out. It's going to set you up for success a lot faster. And we need that as moms, especially with little kids. Overstimulation is a very real part of our days. When people are, you know, tiny people are pulling on us and needing a lot of things at once, and there's crying and someone needs to be changed and someone suddenly just spit up you know, all the things happening at once, and then you have these extra friction points. Those are enough to just like set us off completely. Let's try to set our lives up in the homemaking side as much as we can to just run smoother. Like, I'm so passionate about talking about it, talking about these intentional rhythms and systems. That's why I created my course to begin with. It's because I know what it's like to be in that spot of feeling like I'm drowning and I just can't manage it all. And sometimes it's not that we can't manage it all. It's just that we're trying too hard and trying to balance everything, we're doing too many things, or we just don't have the right systems in place to make it easier. Like, work smarter, not harder, and that's really what all of this is about. And some of these small rhythms really pay off to make so much of a bigger difference in our lives, in our mental health, in our capacity, in every area of our lives. It pays off so much more than we actually think it will. Okay, the last system that we're going to talk about is actually more of a mindset than a system, but this has had a dramatic difference on both Matt and I's lives in the last few years, so I really want to talk about this. And what I'm talking about is the 1% more rule. Basically, the whole premise of the 1% more idea is the idea that small habits add up over time. Basically, all of what I've been talking about and something that I repeat over and over again. But the science behind, or the math behind this is so, so cool. So, improving by 1%, obviously, like if you just say, I'm going to improve by 1%, that doesn't really feel like a particularly huge or noteworthy accomplishment, right? Like it sounds, I don't know, kind of boring and inconsequential, really. But the difference that even a tiny improvement can make over time is huge. So I learned about this in the book Atomic Habits by James Clear. Definitely recommend. I'll link it down below if you want to check it out. But it's an amazing book on habits and the science behind it and how to implement habits that actually stick. All of that. It's fascinating. Anyways, but he talks about in the book how the math works out to be that if you get 1% better each day for 1 year, you'll end up 37 times better by the end of the year. And on the flip side of that, if you get 1% worse every day for a year, because lots of people say, well, you know, I'm not getting any better, but I'm not getting any worse, so I'm just staying the same. But actually, if you're not getting better, you are getting worse because you're not adding anything to change. And so if you end up getting 1% worse every day for a year, you'll decline nearly down to zero. So seeing this idea actually laid out like this, it makes it really easy to realize how something that starts out as just a really tiny win or a small setback can add up to so much more on either side of the equation. So how we apply this in our own lives is we try to just live by the 1% more rule. Both Matt and I adopted it really quickly because I read the quote to him and he thought it was just as cool. And so we started applying this in our personal lives and cheering each other on. So if we see like a pair of socks, for instance, in the bedroom on the floor, I just try and grab it right then. As long as I have 15 seconds to grab it, I'll grab it right then and put it in the laundry basket. If I'm walking down the hallway and I see a random thing on the floor that doesn't belong there, and it will take me, you know, 30 seconds or less, a minute or less to do, I'll just grab it right then. Unless I have an emergency and I really can't grab it, I try to always do it right then. If I go into the kitchen and, you know, I found that I put down something earlier that I was working on and I never came back to finish it, I try to just grab it and put it away. It makes a really big difference. But even in smaller things, like in work projects that I'm working on, I'll use it to say, okay, I really don't feel like working right now, but I know that my long-term goals mean that I need to show up consistently. So I'm going to set a really small goal and I'm going to do 1% more. So I'm just going to stay, I'm going to work for 10 minutes longer, or like if I'm organizing something in my house, I'm going to work for 10 minutes longer and then I'm going to be done. Or it might even be smaller than that, obviously. But just that idea of just push yourself a little harder and just do 1% more. We actually, Matt and I, say this to each other all the time now. So if we're doing something, it's kind of become like a marriage mantra almost to us. And we'll just encourage each other when we're working on something and he has an idea he's working on and he's working on a project or whatever. I can hear him telling himself 1% more, or I'll walk by and say 1% more. You're doing a great job, babe. Or like we just say it back and forth to each other. And it really has been an encouragement. And it also has changed a lot of our mindset, because even those small things, we try to push ourselves just that little extra bit. And it makes a huge difference. So I hope you got something out of this episode and these systems to help keep your home tidy throughout the day, just some little systems to implement and really see a difference in your daily life as far as staying on top of your home. And I would love to know which system stood out to you the most. So my number one takeaway for you today, as you know, we're really big on taking action and not just listening, but actually implementing. I want you to come into my free Facebook community. So this is a group of like-minded moms that are also trying to balance. A lot of them are trying to balance business and a side hustle as well as homemaking and motherhood, and just trying to do all the things and trying to find balance in that and grow in their faith and grow in their motherhood journey and just make friendships along the way and create connection. And it's been so cool to see people already connecting in there and coming and posting in there and getting to know other people that are going through the same things all over the world. There's literally people from various different countries already in this group, which is the coolest thing to me. And I've loved getting to know all of them. But you can find the link to join the Facebook group down in the show notes below. I know there was some confusion on that in the past. So just go click on the link and request to join so you can get added. Come join the Facebook group and come share what one system you're going to commit to trying this week. So you don't need to implement everything at once, but take one of these four systems that I talked through and come share in the group which one you're going to start implementing this week, because I want to know, I want to encourage you in that. And I think posting about it just gives a level of accountability that you're actually going to show up and start to make this a habit. And sometimes when we're initially trying to make something a habit, at least for me, I really need that outside accountability of other people knowing that I posted about it, even if I, you know, even if they're complete strangers on the internet, just that extra level of accountability to help me show up until that habit becomes easy and I can do it without much thought. So that's what I want you to do today. I want you to come share that in the Facebook group, and I can't wait to see you in there. So thank you so much for listening to another episode, and I can't wait to see you guys in the next one. Bye, friends.
Leave Mama Boo. Peaky peace.
Hi friends, I have a really quick favor before you leave today. If this show has encouraged, blessed, or motivated you in some way, the number one way that you can let me know is by leaving a review over on Apple Podcasts. It seriously makes my entire day every time I hear from you and see a review. This is the only way that I actually know if you're liking the show. If you would take 30 seconds to do that for me, I would be so grateful. This helps get the show in front of more people to continue to grow and create more episodes just like this. If you enjoy the systems and rhythms I share here, I know you have friends who could use these systems and rhythms as well. You can also take a screenshot of this episode and tag me at @KyenaMatt over on Instagram so I can share your account on my stories as well. The last thing you can do is join our totally free Facebook group to connect with the incredible community of like-minded mamas just like you and get first access to all the super top secret projects we have planned for the year ahead. I'll see you in there. Thanks so much for being here, and I can't wait to see you next week.